The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Catherine has texted into the show on 53106 to say, Kieran, I am moving from AIB. Enough is finally enough. As a taxpayer, I refuse to allow this bank to abuse me any longer. And that is just a small flavour of the texts I've been inundated with since we came on air in the last hour. People who are apoplectic, incandescent, irate with AIB because they've decided that almost 70 of their 170 branches nationwide are going to go cashless. They still have the audacity to call these bank branches, but there'll be bank branches that don't actually deal in cash. They are effectively closed if you are a cash customer, however AIB want to describe it. Anne-Marie Cronin is just such a customer. She's a photographer and the owner of the photography gallery at the West End in Castletown Bear in County Cork. Anne-Marie, you're very welcome to the show. You are directly impacted by this, is that fair?
Hi, Kieran. Yes, I am indeed. I suppose we live in the Beara, beautiful Beara Peninsula, I might add. Fabulous views, fabulous thing, but very remote. And our nearest bank from October is going to be a 3-hour return journey if we need cash.
Sorry, you're going to have to repeat that, Anne-Marie. You couldn't have said 3 hours.
Round journey, an hour and a half. If you live in the beautiful town of Alahees, village of Alahees, or if you're living out in Jersey, it's a 3-hour round trip to get cash.
Where are you going to have to go?
Bantry. Bantry will be our nearest bank that will be providing cash.
My God.
So,
a morning's work would be spent just going down to the ATM to get 20 quid to pay the milkman.
Absolutely. If you need coins, cash for your business, anything like that, you will have to travel that distance to get them.
I mean, did you have any indication this was coming, Anne-Marie, or did you hear the news? Did you get an email from the bank? How did you find out? What was your reaction?
Well, I suppose the reaction was I saw it yesterday on Facebook, and we did receive an email from the bank yesterday morning. Everybody received an email yesterday morning, from what I can gather, saying that as in from the 11th of October, that the AIB in Castletown Bear will no longer be taking or giving cash. It will effectively be providing. I don't really know what it'll be providing, to be honest. why it will exist after that, I can't see what it will be doing after that, to be honest.
Yeah, we all struggle to understand what a bank branch does if it doesn't actually deal in cash, does very little. I mean, I feel sorry for the employees, because I suspect a lot of them are probably subjected to a kind of no shortage of giving out today in branches up and down the country.
Oh, I would imagine. I put a post on Facebook yesterday evening just to see was I the only one that was thinking this was a completely ludicrous situation. And people were just, like you said at the start, Kieran, irate. They were just, the mind boggles. You have an elderly community. You have people who have no internet connection, people who don't know how to use internet banking. Grandparents love to give their grandkids, you know, the little fiver or tenner or whatever, first communion money, whatever. And all this has been taken from people. Mm. You know, people still like to use cash. People feel cash is safe. I was talking to an older gentleman this morning who said he thinks he's going to draw out his money because he needs to have money. He's afraid. And that's going to have a knock-on effect on a rural area where you might have break-ins, where people will be keeping cash in their house because they're too afraid not to have access to their cash.
Do you suspect, Anne-Marie, they don't really want you as customers? Or so certainly they don't want, whatever about you as an SME owner, they don't want older individuals, men and women, as customers, because they have cash. They don't tend to have loans. They're not taking out loans. They're not going to buy products that put them in debt, which is what the bank makes money off. It actually suits them if people that age get angry and leave.
Well, 100%. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, the banks, and I'm not talking the staff on the front line. I'm talking about the bank management system. Haven't wanted customers for a lot of years. You know, I mean, transactions now are not done. They're all done, machine done anyway. If you go in looking for cash or getting cash or lodging cash, you can't lodge cash, you know, anymore. You can't, I can't lodge cash into somebody else's account. I have to lodge it into my account and then transfer.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to lodge by machine. You can't go to the counter and speak to people. This is, you know, from the top down, this is nothing to do with the members of staff that get the grief every day because they can't deal with people. They can't take a check and deal with it unless the bank machine isn't working, you know.
Yeah.
So effectively, they're in the peninsula, what it will mean is they're taking away our ability to use cash. It's still legal tender. But if you can't get at it, well, then it's going to cease to exist. But this is what the banks are looking for, in my estimation. They don't want cash anymore.
Yeah, and listen, there's lots of, as you say, pensioners as well, who, as soon as the pension's paid into their account, they take all that money out because they do all of their dealings in cash during the week. And just to be told, well, go to the post office. Maybe the post office is closed. Go up to the local shop. Yeah, but the local shop is an ATM that's privately run, so you've got to pay a fee. You know, most of us might not think much of paying a fee, but if you're just living just on the old age pension and nothing else, that fee adds up, doesn't it?
It does. And like I said, try and tell an 80-year-old person not to, you know, use internet banking, to use a card, they don't understand this. Like, they don't, you know, that's not the way they have lived. That's not the way they were brought up. And they don't understand, you know, they have no ability to use this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
I mean, for me now as a business, you know, looking for cash, looking for change, you're going to have to drive the journey to Bantry to get cash for your business. And there are still people that use cash.
Well, we have someone else who's after getting in touch, Anne-Marie, on 5306. Hi, I work in AIB. And can I just say, we are raging over the treatment of customers mm-hmm. that have been loyal to the bank. What happens to one who is just a deposit account? Faceless heads have taken this decision to cut costs when they need to look after the small guys and businesses who are on their knees right now. Well, listen, thank you very much for that text. With us as well is Timmy Dooley, the Fianna Fáil Senator, and David Hall, CEO of the Irish Mortgage Holders Association. David, the banks are taking us for a ride again, it seems.
This is all like a big carnival under the watchful eye of the regulator, with no consumer protection or consumer service. There's no agreement with the public. You know, Anne-Marie mentioned there about cash, and there's no business for banks and cash. They want people tapping away during COVID. They want all their fees and all the control. It's quite remarkable that a bank that's just been fined €95 million. Like, where else in the world would you get a bank that's fined €95 million for screwing customers, tracker customers? Right up until, if you read the report, Kieran, March 2022. Not 1922, March 2022. That's this year, for those of us who've forgotten what year we're in. And now have decided to screw older people and customers and move away from the practical services that people using banks require. And I see in loads of Senator Dooley's colleagues online today posting letters of big rants and big huffs and puffs to the bank, saying, how dare you, AIB? Big huff and a puff. We own 84% of this bank. And our Minister for Finance, the Department of Finance, and our ministerial representatives were unaware this was happening. And all of a sudden, the bank we own 84% of can just make a unilateral decision to wake up one morning and say, let's screw the customers because there's no money involved in this. It is a remarkable country.
Timmy Dooley is with us, the Fianna Fáil Senator. Timmy, can the government intervene?
Well, I find myself in full agreement with David Hall. It seems to me that if the state is a shareholder, and it is, it's a significant shareholder, it should be in a position, I would have thought, through the Minister for Finance, to, at a minimum, have a conversation with the heads of AIB. I mean, let's look at the impact here. In the county that I live, there is now going to be one AIB branch in the town of Ennis that will have cash services. We're a tourist, you know, we're an agriculture, but particularly a tourism county. So from Kilkee to Ennis and back, from Ballyvaughan to Ennis and back, from Killaloe to Ennis and back, there's going to be no cash whatsoever available through the bank. And there are businesses who still deal in cash, whether it be in the hospitality sector. Not everybody tips and taps. Some do, obviously a lot more than used to. But cash is legal tender and it's still in circulation. And there has to be a service provided for it. And in addition to removing it from the branch, they're taking away the ATMs. Now, I don't know, I'm the parent of two children. And it would be regularly the case on a Sunday night that one of the children would remind us that they needed cash for school for the next day. Now, if you don't have access to an ATM machine, you can't expect the shop to stay open 24/7 just to provide cash to people who want it in the locality. Most shops close at 6 o'clock. Some of the later ones, maybe 9. In rural areas, there's very few that would stay open. So there's no access to cash for a whole period of time. And I think that, you know, in a normal commercial environment, you'd have to take it, you'd have to accept it. But as David has said, for the state bailed out, it's not the state bailed out, it's the taxpayer, it's the citizens of the country bailed out AIB because it was important to maintain the pillar bank status. For what purpose, really, other than to provide services to people? And if a fundamental service is now not going to be part of the mix, why did we save it in the first instance? And for the, you know, the upper echelons of AIB, just to talk about financial products and mortgages, that can all be done online. And I suspect this has been done in a rather clandestine way. We're a week after the Dáil an Seanad has closed and this announcement comes out. There's almost a pride being offered or being taken by the bank and suggesting we're not closing the branch, but you're effectively closing the branch, because those products and services that are now available, you can get online anyway. The staff in the bank could easily work from home. So I think this is a forerunner to the closure of all of these branches, because once you take away the cash services, and that sort of interface and interaction that's there, there's precious little else that's needed.
Do you suspect, Timmy, and this is a question I put to Anne-Marie a moment ago, do you suspect that they want to get rid of some customers, those older customers? No skin off AIB's nose if they leave. They're not buying products that will put them into debt anyway, and that's where the bank makes money.
I suspect they care less about any customer, really, that they're just looking at the bottom line. And the more they can transition people onto an entirely electronic system, and those that are going to be, you know, potentially more costly, they have no interest in them. And they're dumping, in my view, they're dumping on the post office again, because if you read the press release, there's going to be all these great services over in the post office. Who's going to pay for that over there? The state are already putting in place a subvention to try and keep post offices operational.
I have the statement here. I mean, I'm not going to bore people by reading it. I mean, they're bragging about how many new accounts they've opened. What about the account holders you already have who you're screwing over? It's the question I'd have for AIB. So what can the government? The government can't do anything, can they? I mean, we know what Pascal Dunhuu will say. I can't interfere. Now, he could interfere when it came to cap and salaries, but he'll say he can't interfere here.
Generally, a shareholder can't intervene, and that's why there's a board of directors there. But I think it would be appropriate for at least the chairman of the bank to come forward and explain the rationale behind it. Like, I don't buy this idea that somehow the bank is in a perilous state and requires this intervention in order for its sheer survival. We are, and David will know more about this than anyone, we're probably the highest place in Europe for interest charges on mortgages. Competition is reducing. The two banks have effectively pulled out in recent times. So there's no threat or pressure coming on to the two pillar banks for mortgage services. And as I said, we are paying well above the odds, even where there is a very low level of risk. So I would expect the financial regulator, exactly as David has said, would look at it from a consumer and customer protection.
David, did you suspect that this might come back and bite the bank in the backside? If the only customers they want are the kind of digital savvy customers who will buy loan products, I mean, the likelihood is those customers are just going to open a Revolut or an N26 account. They'd do it as soon as they'd open an AIB or a Bank of Ireland account.
Yeah, and most have done that. And, you know, as Timmy said, like, many of the mortgage applications that happened over COVID were done remotely. All the staff in AIB were working from home. Those 200,000 accounts that were opened, the current accounts were opened, were not done necessarily through all those branches. So they celebrate in their press release certain things. They try and be clever by saying they still have the highest number of branches in the country. But I think they will lose out badly. But again, this is timing. And I think Timmy's right. And I thought of myself earlier on in a clandestine way. It always, when the Dáil recess comes, to the PR gurus pop out from under the stones and make the recommendation to drop the bad news. And that happened again clearly today. But I do think a very serious situation has arisen now with two main banks leaving the state. Like, there's chaos with people who are trying to set up current accounts at the moment. And there's very limited competition within the state. I do believe that there needs to be an independent review. Maybe the Rockets Committee needs to review the role of the regulator in this. The regulator has a conflicted role, a statutory responsibility for consumers and to regulate banks and vulture funds. Those two functions cannot live in the same building. There needs to be a question. Why is it that we don't have any competition in the country in banking. Why is it? Are there restrictions and limitations being put in place by Europe or by the regulator to stop other banks coming into the state? But today, this news yesterday, I think is very, very damaging for many older people, people who are not tech savvy, who don't aren't being cared about. There's no point in lying about it. That's the truth. They're not fully functioning, profitable people within the banking sector. And the state has a responsibility and the regulator has a responsibility to stand up for consumers and devil. Just think of every other representative body in the state, Kieran, that you have on your programme, between the farmers and everybody else, all doing a wonderful job, the AA, roads, environment, everything else. We collectively have borrowed, owe and transact hundreds of billions a year. We have nobody speaking on behalf of those people.
Albert in Sligo says, my credit card machine broke the other week. If my customers can't get access to cash locally, I'd have to close the business until a new card machine arrived. Albert, thank you for the text. 53106. Thank you as well to Anne-Marie Cronin, the photographer and the owner of the Photography Gallery at West End in Castletown, Bear County, Cork, and to Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley and David Hall as well, who is the CEO of the Irish Mortgage Holders Association. 53106, if you have been impacted or you are likely to be impacted by this effective closure of AIB branches, they're saying they're not closing, that they're just going cashless. But as everyone on this show has said today, that's an effective closure if you deal in cash. And lots of people still do. Not everyone. We accept that reality. But lots of people still do. 53106, like I say, if you're impacted. Stay with us after the break on the subject of money. Slightly more optimistic outlook we're taking after the break. We're going to find out exactly how much it would take if you won the lotto for you to give up work.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.